At 11, join us for Between the Covers. Your host, David Naiman, will be speaking with Mary Ruffel about her joyous and unmistakable collection of stories and essays, My Private Property. And then at 11:30, join us for The Film Show, taking you on a tour of classic drive-in theaters around Oregon, where you can bring your roadster, your bike, or even your two legs for a screening under the stars. That's all coming up this morning right after we hear from Chris Andre. It's Air Cascadia coming right up with headlines, interviews, and commentary. Hey, thanks KBOO members for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
Have you seen KBOO's Fuzzy Boo Van? It's a giant furry blue Muppet mobile that brings music and joy wherever it's found in Portland and across the region. We're having a contest this summer. If you spot the van, post a picture on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag FuzzyBoo and you'll be entered to win a chance to have FuzzyBoo at your event, as well as other prizes. Each picture you take is another chance to win. For more info and clues on where to find the van, go to kboo.fm/FuzzyBoo.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, July 27th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, this is your fake news radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.everywhere, making it up as we go. Today's theme, well, I suppose if we desperately need a theme, the confluence of Donald Trump, Jeff Sessions, and these hidden poison papers, these pesticide papers, incredibly important, dare I say deadly information, hidden from the public for years and years, illegally. People who have been seeking access to this information about pesticides and about the illegal use of pesticides, finally learned what we've actually been ingesting. It's been a hot and nasty week for pesticides, I have to say, given only 3 days of working time. On Tuesday, I got a press release from Rio Davidson, the Silence River, a group of people, activists, and I believe it's the Lincoln County Community Rights Organization put this out with absolutely exquisitely perfect timing. The Silence River takes legal action to defend its rights. Interesting, isn't it, that these kind of community groups that work in remote places against all odds are on the side of law and order, and the corporate interests, the privatization of air, water, and everything else, they have no problem either simply breaking the law or changing it to suit their purposes. We have Rio Davidson on the line today from Lincoln County Community Rights. Good morning, Rio. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having us. We're sending you a hello from the lovely Oregon coast.
Yeah, I'll say. And let's keep it lovely, too, maybe. I think what people don't understand is this is our responsibility, everyone's responsibility. We can say, well, is everybody in the state of Oregon or everyone in Cascadia? Really, we're down to the line, and it's a planetary issue right now, saving everything, every last tiny creature, every last square inch of untainted land. This is weird. We are down to the line, people. So it's fun to watch Jeff Sessions, as they say, twist in the wind, and it's always amusing to listen to Donald Trump rant on Twitter. But none of that matters, because nature doesn't play favorites. Nature is not sentimental, and nature will take out anyone or anything that doesn't is not part of whatever nature's got up her sleeve for us. So this is infinitely more important than whatever Donald Trump is up to at 6 a.m. With his phone. And that said, I hope that we will, because this press release from you, your organization, came out, and we had Maria on the show on Tuesday, and barely 3 days later, we get from the Center for Media and Democracy, from Dr. Jonathan Latham, the poison papers expose decades of collusion between industry and regulators, over hazardous pesticides and other chemicals. So we want to talk about that in the context of your work, your struggle to hold these corporations' feet to the fire. And not a moment too soon, eh? Hopefully we'll be speaking also with Carla Newland and Carol Van Strom. They are also part of this of the release of these poison papers, and representatives of watchdog groups that have digitized and released. Get this, people, get this, 20,000 documents for public review. There's your summer reading list for you right there. So, Rio, let's talk a bit about this. First, recap what your organization has been doing, and then let's take it to a broader context and a long-term context, and of where we're going to be in 20, if we have 20 years to even consider this.
Sure, I'd love to talk a little bit about what we've been up to. Mm-hmm. So our organization was founded 3.5 years ago, and we looked at our water as the most crucial resource here in Lincoln County. And we thought about all the ways that the industrial logging practices were affecting our watersheds, our children, our wildlife. And, you know, growing up in Oregon, I've always been around clear cuts. I've always known that there is spray going on. I didn't really realize the extent, you know, the idea that these clear cuts, so everyone that you see has 3 to 4 applications of aerial pesticides, you know, applied. And, you know, these aren't fun facts. These are atrazine, 2,4-D, glyphosate. And so, as a community,
your listener, what you just said. If you want to just say that again, I want the listeners to hear that loud and clear. These, each one of these chemicals alone has a long and sordid history. There are many people who have been harmed, or in some cases killed, by these things. They've been silenced. The dead people, of course, they're silenced. But everybody else who would like to speak out has found themselves faced head on with these corporations, and they could easily find themselves killed too, for that matter. But yeah, this is what we're faced with.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, but let me be clear here that we're not doing this alone anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's what this community rights work is about, is gathering the community together, educating them about what's going on in our local community, and then actually making groundbreaking first in the nation laws. And so that's exactly what we did. We worked with lawyers from CELDEF to create an ordinance that would ban aerial pesticide spraying here in Lincoln County. Part of that ordinance also makes it illegal for chemical trespass, not only to people, but also ecosystems. And so we've actually essentially in Lincoln County given the rights to ecosystems. And that press release that you mentioned, Carol Van Strom, that is now part of this release of papers, the poison papers. So she's also a member of Lincoln County Community Rights and has been helping us through this whole process. And the idea here is that there is a line to be drawn, and that line is right in your community. And the way that you gather power is by educating your community, working together with them to create new local laws. And the idea here is that the rights of nature's time has come. And I think Carol, you know, she has 40 years of experience dealing with these chemical companies and honestly the lies. You know, she has the paperwork that shows how they've been falsifying information, how they've been misrepresenting what they're doing. And so I think having her with us, but also having the whole community together. So we had the ballot initiative here in May, and the chemical industry and the timber companies poured an enormous amount of money into this community to try to convince people to vote no. So what we did is we educated the public, We worked with them, held town halls, had meetings, and we won by 61 votes. So that means that even though they outspent us 10-1, even though they have all these corporate PR firms based in D.C., you know, their locals were here in Portland. But when you look at all the money that came in, all the PR, the reality is we as human beings have rights that are more important than corporate rights. And nature needs to have those same rights, and we need to actually actively enforce those. And that's what the community rights movement's all about, is looking at these things and saying, okay, so we do need new laws. You know, our current state laws, we have the weakest laws regarding pesticides in all Idaho, Washington, California. And so we decided to take that step, to draw that line, as you said earlier, and also, too, to gather people. It's not just Carol and Susan Parker Swift, you know, suing the federal government anymore. It's Lincoln County now has voiced their opposition to this, you know, just bombardment of our watersheds and our wildlife with these chemicals. And I think the poison papers, you know, it's stuff that a lot of us know or suspected, but to have it all in one spot where you can pour through these documents, I really think it's just such a service that they did to make that.